glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Ah, friend, if you got breath in your lungs, if you got a heartbeat, if you have a pulse, the Bible says we need to rejoice. We need to praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hey, so good to see you. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio this January 3rd, 2018. Actually, no. 2019. I did it. I knew I was going to do it, and I did it. Oh, man. Oh, it is 2019. I got to remember that. 19. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful week. You know, I'll tell you what, with having the day off on Monday and Tuesday is throwing me off. I don't know what day it is, but it's Thursday. It's Thursday tomorrow. Is Friday. Friend, I pray that you are having an awesome week. This is the first Thursday of 2019. And did you happen to get a brand new calendar yet? Well, if so, lots of great stuff coming up in the next several weeks. The Great News Radio Children's Choir will be starting back up on Thursday, January 10th, a week from today, from 5:10 to 6:30 at the Great News Radio Center. Also, the English Conversation classes also start back up that same day, Thursday, January 10th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And the Singing Men are taking the month of January off, and they'll start back up on Monday, February 4th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. More details on upcoming events at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. And coming up today, we're going to be talking about prayer. Coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Sleeping, I me sing that third and fourth verse again, just because they're so good. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise.
Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise.
Try Be Thou My Vision. Sovereign Grace music right there here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday, and we're talking about prayer today. Have you ever gotten a key in the mail attached to like a letter or on the outside of an envelope? Usually car dealerships will mail out thousands of keys to thousands of people in order to try to lure them into their car dealership. Have you ever gotten one of those? I've gotten several in my day. But what they say in the letter is that the key that you are holding might actually start a car. And if it does, you get to keep it. You win. So if you drive to their dealership, sit in the prize car, put your key in and turn the ignition, making it start, well, your key has just gotten you a brand new car. And if it doesn't start, well, your key isn't even worth the price of postage that it took to mail it to you. You might as well just throw it away. See, friend, prayer is like a key. When it is the right key in the right car, amazing things can happen. After all, you are praying to the God who made and owns everything. But here's the thing. Too many people don't know how to use this key, and so they don't feel like prayer works, quote unquote, for them. So they just throw it away. Maybe they stuck it in the wrong car, or they tried to open a door with it or a locker at school, and since nothing happened, they assumed it was just one of those keys at the car dealership that wasn't worth much. But God has given us the secret to the power of prayer, and he's made it plain. The secret to having this key working is Jesus Christ. He is the ignition that this key must fit in for it to work. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the key. He is the ignition that this key must fit in for it to work.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory. Amen. Forgive us, Lord, forgive us of our debts. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory.
Selah and the Lord's Prayer here on Mark and Friends today. And we're talking about prayer. And a couple of years ago, my family and I, we took a nice little getaway to a nice cabin for the weekend down in southern Illinois. And we enjoyed the great outdoors. We were traveling alongside of the best views in the Midwest, as well enjoying a nice log fire before bed each night. It was fantastic. However, one frustrating thing we realized was we could not find a decent connection to the internet. There was no Wi-Fi. And plus there was no good cell signal for our phone. We felt disconnected. I know we sound modernized, but it was a struggle. It really was. But, you know, Fred, when we come to God in prayer, we will never. Let me tell you something. If you are a child of God, and when we come to Him in prayer, we will never have a problem with connection or signal. God says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great unsearchable things that you do not know. God gave the prophet Jeremiah a great invitation to prayer when he was in prison for proclaiming the truth. And like Jeremiah, God invites us to fellowship with Him anywhere. It can be in the shower. It could be in the car before bed, or even in the middle of nowhere with no cell service. God's direct line is open to you and me because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Dial into His presence today because He's expecting your call.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today. In our acts of love and our deeds of faith, speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory.
Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. It's Joey Kroll here on Great News Radio talking about prayer. And it was Charles Spurgeon who said, "True prayer is measured by weight, not by length. A single groan before God may have more fullness of prayer in it than a fine oration of great length."
I get on my knees.
Jackie Velazquez singing about prayer today and on my knees. Thanks for tuning in to Great News Radio today on this first Thursday of 2019. Joey Kroll here with you, and I hope and I pray, my prayer is that we make prayer a priority as we begin a brand new month, brand new year. Let this year be the year where we make prayer, our fellowship with God, our intimacy with God, a priority. Well, I hope you can join me tomorrow. I'll be in the hot seat tomorrow yet again, filling in tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.